Hello, Hanson.
Hey, is Jeff in?
He's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm getting there.
Good, good. I know. I'm sure it's been a crazy show for you right now.
Yeah, that's it. Back and forth and all over the place.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wanted to kind of give you an update here. So basically, I wasn't able to get you the full amount that you were looking for, but I was able to get you a smaller approval. You have a couple minutes to kind of talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I was able to get you around 17,100. Okay, now this is comes with a on a 10-month program. So basically, your daily payment will be $119 a day.
So how much is that paying back?
Doesn't tell me a full. Let me calculate it. It's a total payback of 25.
That's like 50%.
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's a little bit high, but this is why. Okay, it's an introductory program. Okay, so with this program, the reason why there were some issues that we had with your credit. Do you know what your credit score is right now?
It dumbfounds me. There's nothing on there that's wrong. What is wrong? I mean, that's the whole thing that I'm fighting here. I don't understand why my credit score is so low.
Yeah, so it's at a 592. Let me see. Let me pull it up here for you.
I mean, it's a joke. I have no rates. Mm-hmm. I have nothing there. And the little bit of credit cards I have, yeah, they're maxed out, but that's a joke. They're not. I mean, they're mainly maxed out because we use them and pay them off each month.
Okay. Let me pull it up. Okay, so it looks like what hurt you was your tax liens. Have those been satisfied? I think they have.
Yeah, it says right on my credit.
Satisfied and released. Okay, so those, let me see, inquiries. Okay, and a lot of, you've had a lot of inquiries.
People just say they're not going to do it, and then they whack me.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, let me see. So about... Four times. So your Capital One Bank, it says you were past due four times on that one. It was 30 days past due. Four times.
Years. Yeah, like when was the last time? 2014 or something like that?
I don't have the specifics of when. I just have, you know, the overview of it. And then there was another Capital One Bank card that was late as well. Your Merrick Bank credit card was late a couple times.
That's in 10-year period, they were late four times. I mean, it's a joke. That's what I mean. I don't get it.
I understand what you're saying, but the good news is that we got your approval. So with that approval, really what that does for you is it's an introductory program, right? I mean, I don't want to tell you that, you know, what other guys have told you in the past. I can only go off of what I've seen and what I've helped other business owners do. I know that, you know, we're able to get a program, and then on this particular program, how it would work would be is once you're basically almost done paying it off, I can try and get you more money on top of that. I don't want to tell you halfway in, I can do this, I can do that. To get you the most money possible, you would have to see how you take care of this entire loan. So for the full 10 months, as long as you pay your payments on time and you build that relationship with us where we're able to see how you're able to take care of it, I know that we can get you some more money in the future. Also, your bank statements, let me pull that up, is a big factor here. Okay, so I know... let me see, what did they say? So the amount of deposits you have going in, we're kind of below the required amount. So you just don't have that many deposits going in to get a higher approval at this time.
I have deposits going in. I have almost $70,000 at all three bank accounts.
No. Not the amount of deposits, but the number of deposits going in. I know the amount is high, but it's the number of deposits that they look at as well.
Doing a $500,000 job.
I know. And the deposit amount is great for me. You know, from what I see and from what I can tell, you have a huge job going on right now. So I realize that. I
don't go to the bank every day either.
I understand. I understand, Jeff. I get it. Go ahead.
I'm not hurting for the money. I mean, I'm not. My business is going to close down if I don't get that 17. I'm trying to work to get a working capital so I can do it. You know, I've already been screwed by Swift, and I don't. I'm not saying you're going to do the same thing they did, but you know, the only thing that would be somewhat worth it to me is I don't want to go 10 months. I don't need to go 10 months. I don't want $100 taken out every day because it's going to end up making me go cuckoo. I mean, if they can cut down in 5 months, cut the interest down in half, and do a weekly payment, I'd be willing to do that just so I pay Swift off with that money, have $10,000 left. But I don't want to pay $8,000 back. It's just not. It'll put me into the hole. I mean, that's just throwing $8,000 away. I needed the money, I'm desperate. I mean, $17,000 is basically what I'm doing is just, you know, paying off a high interest one that I already got into one to have another one. And I just hate. I mean, every Wednesday I cringe because they're going to take out $500 and I want to cut my wrist because I hate them so.
I understand. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me go back, get shorter terms. Let me see what I can do, and I'll call you back, Jeff.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay. Bye.